This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchem Abom. We continue in Daf Hashavua. We're learning Masechas Yevamos, Daf Tzadi Hei Amud Beis. And V'zeh Heichelanu Be'ezras Tzureinu V'Goyaleinu Rebbeinu Shem Shiva Siyata D'Shmaya. To understand this, Lamaisa the Gemara said that there's a drasha that when you live with your wife's sister, your wife does not become usher to you. Why would you think your wife becomes usher to you? The Gemara tried to make a kal v'chomer. Madoch, when you violate an iser kal. The one who creates the iser becomes usher. So, in a place where you violate an iser chamor, the one who creates an iser should become usher. Now, the iser chamor is achris isha. When you live with your wife's sister, the one who creates the iser is your wife. So, in a case where you violate an iser chamor, the one who creates the iser should become usher. Namely, your wife should become usher. Because in a case where you violate an iser kal, the one who creates the iser becomes usher. So therefore we have a pasuk of Aisa. The question is, what exactly is the case where you violated the iser kal? What's the iser kal that you violated? The Gemara attempted many various interpretations. Maybe it's machzer grushasai, maybe it's yevama, maybe it's soita lebal. And now we're up to ela soita lebal, the bottom line, tzadi hamanav. Maybe the case is you have a woman who lived with the Baal, meaning a married woman lived with her adulterer. So the one who creates the Isser to the adulterer, the husband, becomes Asser. So if in that case, which is an Isser Kal, it's an Isser Kal to live with the Baal. Says Gemara, Hai Isser Kalu, Isser Chamaru, Dehainus Eish Asish. Is that an iser? Is that a lenient iser when the woman lives with her adulterer? That's a very chamor dikin iser. Ela amar Rava. Rava said, Eish Asish. You know what we're talking about? The iser kal over here is a married woman. That if somebody lives with a married woman, nesar ha'isar. If somebody lives with a married woman, that is an iser kal, because the husband who creates the iser does not aser her forever. V'chein ki aser ravin, am Rabbi Yochanan eish asish. It's talking about a married woman. So we're not talking about a soita. Now what's the difference between, who has this down? What's the difference between a soita, the Gemara's last possibility, and an eish asish? The case of Soita is she was Nivala to the Baal. She lived with the Baal. So her husband, who asers her, becomes Aser. But here we're talking about Eishas Ish. What does that mean, Eishas Ish? If somebody lives with a married woman, now how is that different than the Baal? Anybody know? How is that different than the previous case? Let's see, the Gemara says, V'chein ki aso ravin, amar Rav Yochanan, eish asish, umay kari la iser kal, she'ein ha'oisra oisra kol yamav. The one who prohibits her does not prohibit her forever. Tanya namihach, we learned in a brayse like this as well, Abba Chanan amar, mishum Rebbe Lazar, eish asish. And the Kal v'Chomer goes as follows. Uma b'makoim haba al iser kal. If in a situation where you live with a lenient iser, she'ein ha'iser iser kal yamav, that the one who asers her does not aser her forever, ne'esar ha'iser, yet the husband becomes aser, when you live with an eish asish, the one who creates the iser does not aser her forever. But the one who created the iser becomes aser. Haba al iser chamor. One who lives with a chamor dik iser. Shaha oisra, oisra kol yamav. That one who asers her forever. someone who lives with an Isser Chamor, namely his wife's sister, that the one who creates her Isser, namely the sister, she creates the Isser for as long as she's alive. Ein odin shen eser ha'osra. Certainly, she should become Aser. The one who created the Isser should become Aser. Tam alaymer oisa. Oisa shchivasa oisarta. She, her shchiva asers, ve'ein shchivas achoisa oisarta, and the relations of the sister do not Aser. So this is as we learned yesterday in the beginning of the sugya, that the Kal v'chomer is, if when living with a married woman, that the one who creates the Isser of living with the married woman, the husband, when you live with this married woman, he becomes Aser, even though the Isser he created is weak, because it's not necessarily as long as he's alive, because he could give a get, and he could nullify the Isser of Eshes Ish. Then Alachas Kama V'Kama, the Isser of Achos Isha, that the wife creates for the husband to live with her sister, which she puts that Isser in force her whole life. If you live with her sister, your wife should become Aser to you, and therefore we have a drasha of Oisa. Anybody have clear the difference between Eishas Ish and the Gemara suggestion on Sadi Hayamid Aleph on the bottom, the Isser Soita? What's the case of Soita? How is that different than Eishas Ish? Okay, you. What?
Because of the statement by the husband.
The difference is because the Baal was warned. The Baal was warned not to go into seclusion with her.
Right.
And why does the Gemara call that Isser Chamor as opposed to regular adultery? Why is that more Chamor than just straight up adultery?
Not sure, but it's the only difference I saw.
I guess you're being nice to me. You don't want to. If I.
We're going to be testing the footnote.
Yeah.
Footnote 47 that talks about, in the accepted case, that it talks about that it's difficult to understand how it can be termed lenient.
Right. I mean, the Gemara asked that. It's Isser Chamor. I just want to know what's the difference between Boyel and Eishes Ish. Please don't be nice to me. If you know the Pshat, tell me.
It refers to Sota as adultery.
As what?
Adultery.
And what's Eishes Ish?
Adultery.
And what's the difference between adultery and adultery?
Exactly.
Yeah. So the case of Soita is she lived with the guy who is only suspected of living with her? And why is that more chamor than Stam committing adultery with a... I mean, if you live with the guy like this, in the case of the Soita, so you're suspected of living with this guy. To live with him is an Isser Chamor because there's nothing your husband could do to ever remove that Isser, because even if he divorces you, you're still going to be Usser to this guy. Right? If you're suspected of living with a man, then even if your husband divorces you, you're possibly Usser to him. As opposed to a man who you committed adultery with, if your husband would have divorced you, then you would have been permitted to him? Is that the difference? All right, weiter. Rabbi Yossi Oymer Kol Shapaisa. If you look back in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, anyone who you aser through acherim, you yourself become aser, and anyone who you don't aser through acherim, you yourself don't become pasal. And the Gemara basically explained that to mean that if your wife and your brother-in-law go overseas, you then lived with your wife's sister, and your wife comes back and your brother-in-law comes back. So now you now created an isser between your brother-in-law and sister-in-law. So Rav Yossi seems to say, because you assered your brother-in-law to your sister-in-law, so now your wife becomes assur to you. And the Tanna Kamma seems to say, no, your wife is not assur to you. Says the Holy Gemara, Rav Yossi Omer Kol Shapoysel V'chulu, Maika Omar. Rav Yossi saying, my kamar Rav Yossi, ilema de kamar Tanna Kamma, if the Tanna Kamma is saying, the azal ishta v'gitzom dinasiyam, that your brother-in-law, your wife and your brother-in-law went overseas. Now, in that case, where you married your wife's sister, and your wife's sister was really married to your brother-in-law, who turned out to be alive, so eshas gisay asura, your brother-in-law is going to be asur, v'ishta sharia. And but your wife's going to be mutter, because your brother-in-law is going to be asur to his wife, because his wife is a soita, because she lived with you. But your wife is going to be mutter, because you just lived with your wife's sister. V'karmen le Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi saying, whoa, ki heichi de ishtoi sharia, just like your wife is mutter, eishas gisai nami sharia, the wife of your brother-in-law is also mutter. Because the lashon of Rabbi Yossi is, anyone who you don't pasal others, einoi poisal al yedei atzmai. So the question is, what's Rabbi Yossi talking about? Is Rabbi Yossi saying, just like your wife is mutter, the wife of your brother-in-law is also mutter? So ihachi, if that's what Rabbi Yossi is saying, if somehow Rabbi Yossi is arguing that since your own wife is mutter, the wife of your brother-in-law who had adultery with you is mutter, ihachi kol she'ein poisel al yedei acherim ein poisel al yedei atzmai. This that it says, anyone who doesn't aser others doesn't aser through himself. Just the opposite. He should say the opposite. He should say, "Kol she'ein poisal de atzmai." Anyone who they themselves don't become aser, enoi pasal de achem, don't aser others. Mi bayilai. That's what it should have said. I mean, right now we're focusing on the second half of Rabbi Yossi's statement. Rabbi Yossi's second half of the statement is: anyone who doesn't aser others, they themselves are not aser. So what's that referring to? Is Rabbi Yossi saying because your own wife is mutter to you, your brother-in-law's wife is also mutter to you? Then he should have said, anyone who does not become usher themselves doesn't usher others. Now why this would be, why in the world just because your wife is mutter to you, your brother-in-law's wife who committed adultery should be mutter to him, that's like completely inexplicable. Your wife is mutter to you because all you did was live with her sister. But why in the world should your brother-in-law's wife be mutter to him? His wife committed adultery. So that is the subject of the Rishonim, the Rashba, and the Ritva. And I'm not going to get into now. It's very lengthy. But let's just take it at face value. What did Rabbi Yossi mean? Did he mean that since your wife is mutter to you, so then the halacha is your... the halacha is your sister-in-law is mutter to her husband? Then Rabbi Yossi should have expressed his opinion differently. The Ella must be what Rabbi Yossi is saying is ki hechi de eishes gisai asura, just like your brother-in-law's wife is asur, ishtoi nami asira. Your wife is also asur. Well, in that case, hatenach kol shepoisel. I understand what Rabbi Yossi is saying. Anyone who asurs, then anyone who they themselves are asur to their wife, in other words, if what Rabbi Yossi is saying is that since Eishes Gisa is Aser Ishtar Nami Asira, so that would explain what Rabbi Yossi means. Whoever passels Acherim, passel becomes passel themselves. But what's the second half of Rabbi Yossi saying? But my kol she'enoi poisel maya vedete. Meaning, I understand the expression, anyone who asers others, they themselves become aser. But what did Rabbi Yossi mean? Anyone who doesn't aser others, they themselves are mutter. What's that all about? Rabbi Yossi made two statements. He said, anyone who asers others, he himself becomes pasul. And anyone who doesn't aser others, he himself does not become pasul. So what's the latter half of Rabbi Yossi saying? So basically, we have two ways of reading this. We have Rabbi Ami, and I believe we have Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Rabbi Ami said, actually, Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama are going on a previous Mishnah on Daf Pei Zayin. Aresha. He's going on the Resha. Rashi says, Amar Rabbi Ami, Hayi kol she'enoi poisel areshakai. When he says anyone who doesn't passel, he's going on the resha. That's where it's talking about the Ari be'enoi poisel de'acherim, where you're not asering others. What's the case? The Ari la'el, look at Rashi. Rashi says, we're speaking earlier, benisei sal pi edim. The Mishnah in the beginning of the parak said if you get married based on edim. So the halacha is, and you got a woman got married based on Edim who said her husband died, and now the husband walks in. So the halacha is teitze, she has to leave her second husband, but she's mutter to her first husband. He mutar slabala. The katani seifa. And then the seifa says, meaning our Mishnah, V'achar kach basa ishtai. Now let's say instead of she getting married al pi edim, she's mutter to her husband. Now we're talking about a case where the two edim said his wife died, and then the wife walks in, so he's allowed to take her back. It doesn't matter whether Edim said that she died. And to your wife's sister, they said her husband died. So the wife of your brother-in-law is permitted to her husband. And it doesn't matter whether it's Eid Echad. Because Eishas Gisay Asura Ishtai. The wife of your brother-in-law is Asur, and your wife is permitted. So let's see in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Ami, Aresha, Nisei Salpi Bezdin, Teitzei, Upetura Menah Karban. If you get married based on Bezdin, you have to get divorced from your new husband, and the halach is, you're exempt from a Karban, Alpi Eidim, if you get married based on 1-8. Teitzei, you have to get divorced, the Chayev Ispa Karban, and you have to bring a Karban, meaning Alpi Eid Echad, you have to bring a Karban. Again, if you get married based on Bezdin, which means one aid, you're exempt from a carbon. You get married based on two aidim, you have to get divorced. Now, if you have to get divorced, means you get divorced from the second husband, but you could go back to the first husband. In the case where you get married based on one aid, you cannot go back to the first husband, but if you get married based on two aidim, you could go back to the first husband, v'chayev es b'carbon. Yafeh koichoy shel Bezdin shepachem min hakarbon. So the koyach of Bezdin is great because it exempts you from bringing a carbon, right? We learned earlier that when Bezdin allows you to remarry, so even if they turned out to be faulty, but since you're relying on the Bezdin, which is one aid, the halacha is you're exempt from a carbon. Mashi'inkin, if you relied on two aidim, you're chayiv a carbon. And what's the Tanakama saying? The Ka'amar Tanakama, loishna al pi aidim. It doesn't matter if two aidim allowed the woman to get married. The Eishas Gisoy Sharia. Let's say two Edim allowed the woman to get married. That the wife of the brother-in-law is permitted to him. So what's the case? Why would the wife of the brother-in-law be permitted to him? Because the wife of the brother-in-law didn't really commit adultery, because the reason why the wife of the brother-in-law married this guy is because she was told that her husband died. Two Edim, in other words, let's say two Edim said that her husband died. And then it turned out the husband was alive. So she's allowed to return to her brother-in-law. So the Tanna Kamma says, it doesn't make a difference whether two Edim said she could marry, because now the wife of your brother-in-law is permitted to him. V'lo yishna al pi Bezdin. It doesn't matter if Bezdin told her she could get married. And now she's going to be usher to your brother-in-law because she committed adultery based on one aid. Either way, whether she's usher to her husband because she relied on one aid, or whether she's mutter to her husband because she relied on two aidim, either way, the halacha is that your wife is mutter to you, regardless of the fact that you lived with her sister. Because whether you created an iser to your brother-in-law or not, your wife is permitted. The Kamala Rabbi Yossi says like this, Al pi Bezdin, if the woman got married because one aide told her that her husband died, the Paisal Al Yidei Achirim, that she's now usher to her brother-in-law, Paisal Al Yidei Atzmai, she's going to be usher to you. Because if she's going to be usher to her husband because she committed adultery, she's going to be usher to you. The karma, I'll pay Edim, but if she gets married based on Edim, where she's going to be mutter to her husband, the Enoi Poisal Idei Achirim, Enoi Poisal Idei Atzmai. In other words, your wife will not become usher to you. So what Rabbi Yossi is saying is, when the woman marries you based on one aid, where she's going to become usher to her husband, to your brother-in-law, so now your wife will become usher to you. Masha'in Kain, if she got married based on Edim, where she will not become usher to her husband, so then Enoi Pasai De'atza, your wife will not become pasul to you. Rashi says, "V'kamrale Rabbi Yosi, bal pi bezdin pligna alach." If she gets married based on bezdin, he argues on you. The whole upoisa ide achirim poisa ide atzmai. Aval bal pi edim maydin alach. If she got married based on edim, that Rabbi Yosi would agree to. However, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amar. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha says that the case is a little different. La'olam asefa. Really, it's going on the seifa. Namely, it's going on the latter case on Pei Zayin, where a woman got married based on one witness. And what does it mean, passeling and not passeling? Either your wife and your brother-in-law go l'mdina sayam, or your arusa and your brother-in-law go l'mdina sayam. So in other words, the two cases are the woman, the cases are where the remarriage is based on one aid. Both cases are where the remarriage is based on one aid. However, the case is where your wife and your brother-in-law go overseas, but in one case, she's your full wife, she's a nesua, and in one case, she is a arusa. So one case is ishtoi v'gisoi go lamdina sayam, and one case is your arusa and gisoi go lamdina sayam. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amar lo'olam ha-seifa. Ha da'azli arusasoi v'gisoi. One case is where your arusa goes with your brother-in-law, hada azli ishtoi v'gisa. In one case where your wife goes with your brother-in-law. V'kamar Tanakama, the Tanakama says, lo ishna ishtoi v'gisa. It doesn't matter if it's your wife and your brother-in-law. V'loishna arusasei v'gisei. It doesn't matter if it's your arusa and your brother-in-law. Eishas gisei asura. The wife of your brother-in-law is asur. So the case again is your wife and your brother-in-law go overseas. And you get a report that your wife died. So you live with her sister. So whether it's your wife because she's an arusa, whether it's your wife because she's an asua, either way, you are still mutter to your original wife. But your brother-in-law will be usher to his wife. Because basically, his wife is... how did his wife marry you? You were able to marry his wife because there's an Eirecha that said that her husband died. And regardless of whether your wife is your arusa or whether your wife is an asua, either way, the Tanakhama says that your wife is mutter to you. Loishna ishtoi v'gisoi, loishna arusasoi v'gisoi, eishas gisoi asura, your brother-in-law's wife is asur, v'ishtoi sharia, your wife is mutter. And comes Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says, wait a second. Now what's the reason your wife is mutter? Because your wife didn't do anything wrong. What's the reason why your second wife is usher to her husband? Because she committed adultery. And the halacha is, what's the reason why a woman who is told by one aide that her husband died and then she lives with another man, why is she usher to her husband? We've been learning in the whole parak a very simple reason. The reason is because the only reason we allow her to marry someone else is because she'll do her due diligence. But if her husband ends up walking in the room, then clearly she did not do her due diligence. So whether she's an arusa or she's an asua, the halacha is going to be she will be usher to her husband. But now Rabbi Yossi comes up with a whopper of a chiddush, and Rabbi Yossi is going to say a new reason why, when a woman gets married al pi eid echad, she is prohibited to her husband if he walks in the room. It's not because she must not have done her due diligence, it's for a totally different reason. The Kamarle Rav Yossi, Ishtoi v'gisai, by your wife and your brother-in-law, then, Delekele meimar tina havale ben asuin, by your wife and your brother-in-law, why are you marrying your wife's sister? Nobody's going to think the reason you're marrying your wife's sister is because you're never really married to your wife, because you made a t'nai in the Nisuin and the t'nai was not fulfilled. As we learned earlier in the Perek, you cannot make a t'nai in Nisuin, because if you later have Bia, the Bia will end up being Znus. So if people see a married man living with his wife's sister, nobody's going to say that the reason why he lived with his wife's sister is because it must be the original marriage to his wife was never chal, or there was a t'nai and it was unfulfilled, because there can't be a t'nai in nisuin. Must be the reason why you married her sister is because she must have died. So Rabbi Yossi says, "Ishtoi v'gisai delek l'meimat t'nai havalei b'nisuin," where de'enoi poisel al yedei acher. You're not posseling anyone else. You don't become puzzle yourself. Let's see. Rashi v'ka'amarle Rabbi Yossi. Says Rashi, I'm not going to tell you what I think about this Amud until we finish it. Hopefully that will be very soon. V'ka'amarle Rabbi Yossi, ishtoi delek l'meimra t'nahavi, lahai b'ishtoi, that this guy had a t'nai with his wife, Rishayna. V'kulei amo yodi, everybody knows the nesuei shniya ta'asein, everybody knows that since there was no t'nai in the first nesuin, the nesuin to the second was a mistake. Because everyone knew you were married to the first woman. V'loi osi l'meimra ger shabala v'nasa zeh. Nobody's going to say the husband divorced her and married the sister, because even if he divorced the first wife, he would be also to the sister. Umeidi yadi, it must be people. No, the sadi itinu. that Edim tricked him. So therefore, Enoi Paisal al yedei Gisai, he does not passel through his brother-in-law, Kishar Isha Hanises Be'ed Echad, the Hasam who the Asi Lameimar Girish Zeh. Meaning, other married women that get married through an Eid Echad, there is the following chash. He's going to say, people are going to say, he must have divorced his wife and he took the second woman. And if he's going to bring her back, people are going to say that you can be machzer grusha menan nesuin. But here, that's an impossibility. Why? So therefore, here it's an impossibility because she would still be usher to you. You wouldn't be able to take her back. So therefore, you don't usher the brother-in-law, and therefore you don't become usher yourself. But in a situation where the first woman was an arusa, where there's a possibility that maybe you made a t'nai in the kedushin, so people are going to think that the nesuin of the second one was a nesuin. The fact that she married another guy is a valid nesuin, and people are going to say that that husband divorced her, and then you took it back. It's achlis isha. People are going to say you have a t'nai, and it wasn't fulfilled. So if Eishes Gisai goes back to her husband, people are going to say you're allowed to take back your grusha. So since you're asering others, so therefore you become aser to yourself. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi is saying, "V'kamale Rabbi Yossi ishtoi v'gisoi deleka lemeimar t'na have lebnesuin." So you're not asering others, so you don't become puzzle yourself. But arusa v'gisoi deika lemeimar t'na have lebkedushin upoisal al yedei achirim. You're puzzling others. Af poisal yedei atzmai. You would end up puzzling yourself. How do we paskin? I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. We paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Maskefla Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef asked, Umi Amar Shmuel Achi, did Shmuel say this? Veho Idmar. But we learned, Yevama, a woman who is a Yevama, Rav Amar, Harehi Ke'eshasish. Rav says she's like a married woman. Ushmuel Amar, Eina Ke'eshasish. Shmuel says she's not like a married woman. Vamar Rav Huna said, what's the case? Kegoin Chekideish Achiv Esho Isha. For example, the brother married a woman. Vahalach loylam dinas yam, and he went overseas. Vishama shames achiv, and he heard that his brother died. The amad v'nasas ishtoi, and you went and you married your wife. The Rav amar harehi keishas ish. Rav says, it's like you married a married woman. Vasur liyavam, she's also to the yamushmol amar ena keishas ish, visharya. So how could you say halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, but here we see clearly the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. And the Gemara is going to say, well, which Rabbi Yossi? Is it the Rabbi Yossi of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, or is it the Rabbi Yossi of Rav Ami? Okay, Marv Rabbi Yossi, we will get into this more Be'ezus Hashem next Monday. In the meantime, this Amud is one of the hardest in the entire Masechta by far. And please review and study it very carefully. And Bezus Hashem, we will continue next week. Daf Tzadi Vav. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening. Kol Tov.
Thank
you, Rob. Kol Tov, everyone. Be well. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.